Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Gone with the Wind. Tuesday's here and now. That's the Good Day program starring Jay Kirshner and Yoda together on the stage for the first time on today's Tuesday Good Day program. It's January the 30th, in case you didn't know that. We are here to build skills among the listeners, Jay. I know you have a very strong skill set and you can help people with their skills, various skills. Why be a star if you can't pass on your things that make you a star, right?
Well, wait, what's the saying that those who can do, those who can't teach?
Yes, there are those who say that, yes. But that doesn't apply to you. Matter of fact, you're not a star. You're part of a constellation. How about that? And that constellation is part of a galaxy. The galaxy is part of the universe. And there are no black holes in Jay's life. Or her universe. Oh, yeah, I'm getting on a hot roll here.
I know, just, right? I love the celestial talk. I love that astronomy and all of those things.
Yep. Yes, that is correct. Speaking of stars, Mackenzie Scott, I had a few people in the news today that have done some things that are worth some of our time. Mackenzie Scott used to be married. She used to be Mackenzie Scott Bezos, married to Bezos. Jeff Bezos. So she, when they got divorced, got about, $70 billion in stock, Amazon stock. And so it's been announced, or she announced it, I guess, she trimmed down her stake more than $10 billion worth and gave, she's got, I guess, the total number was 65.3 A million shares that she sold last year. And so that equates to about almost $11 billion, actually. She got divorced in 2019. She was married to him for 25 years. He was having a little fling. And actually, they're still there. Aren't they engaged? Do they get married?
Yeah, they're engaged.
The woman? Mm-hmm. Engaged.
Yeah,
okay.
Lauren Sanchez.
Right. Okay. So anyway, she had at the time, I'm getting the numbers right, I had the numbers wrong. She got about $40 billion in stock in Amazon. And that was about 4% of what Amazon was worth at the time. So she was 22nd on the list, the Forbes list of the richest people in the country. Now, she, as it turns out, is still the wealthiest woman in the world. And she, isn't that awful that we're, again, it's women versus men here in terms of people? Why isn't she's on the list of the 500?
Well, I think it's about categories. Yeah, I think it's about categories where you have just the list of the wealthiest people, and then you start going by, like, you might go wealthiest man, wealthiest woman, wealthiest American, wealthiest European. I think it's just one of those things that everybody always has to get broken into boxes so people have the categories and the subcategories and all of that. But just imagine how much money she has that she can give away billions of dollars and still be one of the wealthiest people in the world. And Mackenzie Scott is also one of the billionaires or in this group, this on this team of really wealthy people who are basically making it their mission to keep giving away billions and billions of dollars, trying to give away the majority of their wealth, and they'll still remain wealthy. Because they have just that much money. Wasn't there a study recently that said we will have
a trillionaire
within the next decade?
Yes. Yep. Right. And so anyway, the whole business of what we do with our money, she has decided she wants to be a philanthropist, and still, as you've suggested, can be worth a lot of money. Didn't she marry a school teacher and then divorced him? Do I remember that? Seems to me there's something.
Yeah, unfortunately, their marriage didn't work out.
Right. Anyway, she has this past year given $133 million to communities in school, helps fund school services for at-risk students, gave $436 million to Habitat for Humanity, largest donor that they've ever had. That keeps them hopping along. You know, Habitat for Humanity is a strange kind of an operation. And I say that because I've had personal experience with them the last couple of weeks. You know, I'm doing this development here in the neighborhood, and one of the things we're doing is taking down the inside of a huge mansion, and it was full of ornate things, doors, carvings, handles, cabinets, all that sort of thing. And so I've called four times to Habitat to Humanity, they have different regions. And I talked to one fellow who said he couldn't take the stuff because it wasn't in his region, but he assured me the guy that was in my region would be jumping all over it. Well, I've called him a couple of times and he hasn't. So you think that Jimmy Carter was the person who first, because of his involvement, sort of got me to focus on Habitat for Humanity. I remember interviewing him once and asking him why he did it, and he said, because they're all good. And that was the typical Jimmy Carter answer. But yeah, think about what they do. For the most part, it is all good. And so advancing that is something that this Lady Mackenzie Scott is all about. And so away she goes. But because the value of the stock keeps going up as much as it does, and because I'm sure that she's got somebody investing her money that will make sure that it retains its worth, she can give away $10 billion, and in the next year or so, she'll have that $10 billion back. And that's what happens in these circumstances. But anyway, I think she's pretty cool. And this is a cool thing to do. So she's number one on my people list today. Other things going on that we probably ought to talk about. The good news is that the whales are back in Cape Cod Bay, which is an early sign. It's one of those signs. This is kind of like, what's today? The 30th, right? So when do we have Groundhog Day? Is Friday? Friday's Groundhog
Day,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Friday is, right. By the way, PETA has sent a demand to the people that run all the festivities in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, that they retire the gopher and they flip a coin. That's the way they want to handle it.
Yeah, do it. Leave the groundhogs alone. Let them snooze.
No, the groundhogs are bad news for farmers and for most anybody who's got an animal. Horses stick their foot into the groundhog holes and they break them and they have to put them down. No, groundhogs are not man's best friend
I'm not saying the man's best friend, but the specific ones that are used for pageantry. And
they're all drunk anyway.
It's almost a form of animal abuse. Like, leave those groundhogs alone.
I'm not sure I'd go that far, but I know, having been there and done a program a number of years ago, I think 15, 16 years ago, because I'm on a station in Punxsutawney, it bothers them because I have described the people that are involved as being highly lubricated and mostly inebriated by the time the thing comes out of the ground. But the fact that the whales are back in Cape Cod Bay is a sign that the spring is around the corner. It's like it's the same sort of an indicator as whether the groundhog comes out of the hole and sees a shadow or not. So hold our, right? You want to hold, cross your fingers. I think I don't know. I guess being older, I have little tolerance for winter. And so I'm not interested
in... It's my favorite time of year, and I feel like I got cheated out of
you love
this
it.
Year. There really was not much. There were a few days here.
You got plenty of time. Spring doesn't happen for another, 7 weeks? You'll be okay. You'll get there. All right, let's talk about this situation in Jordan. The enemy drone that hit the base, confused it was, that's where Yoda comes in, confused it was with an American drone. That seems to be the working theory, Jay, about how this enemy drone got past defenses on this base in Jordan. American personnel mistook it for one of our own coming back from a surveillance mission. One official said that the attack drone approached the base at a low altitude and drop bombs on a housing area. God, sorry, mm-hmm. these people. Go get them. That's what we should be doing. We should go get them. The attack by these militants, as you know, I'm sure, killed three American service members, 34 wounded. What's Joe Biden doing about it? Well, not much so far. Warning, we'll fix you guys. All right, so how long are we going to wait? Till the middle of the next year or something? I think this is, if anything, I'm not bellicose at all, but I think that you got to hit these people back because that's the only thing. Mm-hmm. And you go for the Ayatollah. You just go for the leaders. Why mess around with these people that are taking orders? Go to the person who is giving the orders and get rid of them. We have the ability to do that.
Yeah. Well, and with so many uses of drones, I'm kind of surprised that this hasn't happened sooner, or this doesn't happen more often, of mistaking an enemy drone for our own.
Yeah, but then, on the other hand, take one of those drones and fill it up with bombs and send it over wherever Ayatollah Khomeini is, and let's clear out his brain a little bit. So anyway, the obvious problem here is our support for the Israelis against Hamas, and whether or not the situation needs to be mitigated, it needs to be stopped, it needs to be the Iranians in some way, because of our feelings, all the protests about the Palestinians, have they're winning the PR war. And then when the Americans, these service members are killed, well, some people, I heard somebody say yesterday that, you know what, they're all in this together, all in cahoots, and they got what they deserved. That person wouldn't ring very high on my ladder of the people I want to spend much time with. Now, this is a circumstance. Now, whether the Israelis knew there was attack in progress or being planned, that isn't a question. I think it has been proven that they did know it. But could they have stopped it? That's the question, much broader question than some of the other questions that are here kind of being discussed back and forth. But at any rate, the Iranians said they didn't have anything to do with the attack, which, of course, we all know is a lot of BS. So what happens? Well, we're still waiting to figure out how to respond to these drone strikes. That's the situation. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Ritha, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Feeling trapped with that old phone? Don't. Getting a new phone is easy. Come into Verizon and get one of our best phones on us with Select Trade-In on Unlimited Ultimate Plan. And get a plan that helps you save by only paying for what you need. Act now and get a brand new phone at your Verizon store today. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate Plan required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place. Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh. It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
All right, 23 after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Networks with Jay Kirshner. And now a focus on a musician that has been around for a long time. And that's to her credit. She had some very interesting friends in her early career. Did some interesting things with her life in her early career. And now, apparently, Joni Mitchell is set to make a big performance, make a big comeback at the age of 80. So we'll give you the announcement how she's going to participate in this event in just a matter of moments. Wouldn't you like to stick around for that?
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
A boutique and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone?
That's the best line in the song. You don't know what you get until it's gone. Joni Mitchell is going to perform at the Grammys for the first time ever. She's never been at the Grammys before, even though I think
which
she's won.
Which is absurd. She's never performed at the Grammys.
Yeah,
how is
silly.
That possible? Joni Mitchell has never performed at the Grammys. Let that statement sink in. What?
She's nominated for a Grammy at the Grammys this year in the Best Folk Album category. She's got a new album called Joni Mitchell at Newport Live. She's still singing. She says, I'm hobbling around. Let's see, who else is going to be on the dais with the Grammys in focus? Looks like Billie Eilish, Billy Joel, Dua Lipa, Luke Combs, Olivia Rodrigo, Travis Scott, U2 be performing And so this is a, she has not performed, but she's won 9 Grammys. She's been nominated 18 times for lots of different things in her early years back in the 60s. She was a big star, big star. She was very friendly with the Rolling Stones. She had a few problems with how she was taking care of herself. I'm looking at a picture of her now. Pretty amazing. It really is. She's had some health difficulties for sure. Hasn't been in public much, but she got the Kennedy Center Honor, certainly one of the most prestigious awards in American cultural life. And she is, you know, the... We go back to politics. Biden brought him back. Donald Trump never went, you know, blah, 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 that kind of stuff. It has nothing to do with the story. Just somebody always wants to put that in. She says she's doing okay. She looks all right. And so this should be something of note. The Grammys need to be relative, like all of the award shows, to everybody. Some, like the Emmys, have been kind of focused in one direction and not really, it doesn't feel inclusive. So this kind of, this is good because older, younger, everybody should be included in these things. So I'll be looking for, I will actually watch to catch her. I might not have watched for the rest of them, but I'll watch for her. So Grammy's coming up on February 4th this weekend. It's 28 after on Good Day.
So tip of the day, you know, when it comes to training your dog, does size really matter? You know, because small dogs are often not trained, many gain the reputation for being loud, obnoxious yappers who might bite you if you get too close. In essence, small pet owners are perpetuating this yapper stereotype by neglecting to train their own dogs. If this sounds like you, if you own a dog regardless of size, he or she must get trained. It's not cute when dogs bite, whether the teeth are small or large, they can hurt. Even if your little dog never bites somebody, there are a myriad of other extremely unattractive behaviors that are consequences of not training that little dog. You know, I run into this all the time. Well, it's a Chihuahua, it's a Schnauzer, it's a Poodle Warren. Doesn't need training. It's not a Doberman, a Shepherd, or a Rottweiler. All dogs need training. All dogs can run into the street and need to know how to come back when you call them. All dogs need to know how to sit and lie down and stay. It's important for them mentally, and it's also a great way to communicate on a positive level. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm happy to welcome back into the fold Elizabeth Miller, who is the spokesperson for the folks at Calitrin. So we're kicking off a new year, and a lot of times at the beginning of the year, people who have gained the weight need a little extra help.
Well, you know, Calitrin is great for any addition to any health plan that you've got going on, whether you're trying to work out, whether you are trying to diet, maybe you're doing the meal plan. Calitrin is a health supplement that works to rebuilding muscle tissue. We've got, this is one of my favorite sales because I think it's great for everybody, whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds to lose. It's $10 off every single bottle of Calitrin, and every bottle is a month supply. Plus, there's a free month on there too. So you're basically buying 3 months, getting one free, and saving $30 off. It's all on our website, toploss.com.
Find it on the web at toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New details released about 3 U.S. soldiers killed in an enemy drone strike in the Middle East over the weekend indicates they were all part of the same Georgia-based military unit. The U.S. says an Iran-backed militia group launched the attack, injuring several dozen more U.S. service members at a base in Jordan late Saturday night. As many as 40 were hurt. The White House and President Biden promising a U.S. response, but no other details are being released about what that might look like right now. It's that time of year once again. It's tax time.
It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assures that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
This is Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
Oh, well, I think it takes a little more than that to write a novel.
What are you going to write about?
I'm writing about things I know.
It won't be a novel. That'll be a short story.
Those excerpts from I Love Lucy. You know what, James? One of the greatest themes from any television show at any time in any era of the medium is the theme from I Love Lucy. And if Jennifer were here, she would have asked you to play that after, but see, there's this thing about age. Oh, he has it. Fine. All right, crank that baby up. Good for you, James. Desi Arnaz was her husband, and he had a band, and they were the ones who recorded the theme.
I Love Lucy transcends generations.
Yep, sure does. And so does that theme song, as a matter of fact. The whole thing was at the end of every episode, obviously. I think there were lyrics to it. I love Lucy, and Lucy loves me. Dun, dun, ta-da-da-da-da-dun. Now, when I do that, some program people in radio stations say, you know, that's kind of old. Why are you talking about something that's old? Oh, because old stuff has relevance as much as many of you who are younger don't want to think it has relevance. Matter of fact, there are a lot of people who ask younger people, and I'm going to say probably James is the one in the focus here, his age, as he's a good deal younger than Jay, and Jay's a good deal younger than I am. But I don't sense this with you, James, by the way. But yeah. I'm talking about your generation in general, who ask why older people have money. Why don't we have money? Well, think about it in a perspective of what goes on in your life. When you're younger, you're learning, you're making mistakes, you're not at your peak earning years by any stretch of the imagination. James, I'm sure you're not. They often don't spend money wisely, and often people who are in their 20s, especially early 30s, get into debt. They get married, they buy a house, they have children. They eat
Which
up all the money
all
that they make.
Significantly more than it did decades
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, it's very true.
Sure does.
And I'm starting to enter that age where money smarts is like number one. You know, whereas like 22 to 24 was like, oh, I've got adult money, time to buy everything I see. But we're kind of working out of that phase right now.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. All right, so that shows some smarts on your part as well. I think that it was a generic overview. I was talking with a friend of mine about money, banks, that sort of thing last night, and where it is, who he hires, and why he hires them was the subject of our conversation. And he tends to hire older, seasoned people. He's in the sales business. He said younger people are hungry, for sure, and often they make good salespeople, but they don't stick around. You invest money in them, you train them, you get them to like your company, and they do well, but then they just leave. They don't have a sense of loyalty, if that's what it is. And I think that's one of the problems today. There isn't much sense of loyalty. There is here today and gone tomorrow in people's heads. They get a job, okay, that's fine. I don't like the job, I'm going to leave. And you just pick up and quit.
May I also, if I may play devil's advocate, is it always the employee and sometimes not the employer or the circumstances of the job? Working in radio and at different radio stations, I never worked on the sales side, but I worked with salespeople. And one of the things that I saw, even with some of the people who loved their job, they would reach their goals. They always had these benchmarks and goals every period that they would have to reach in sales. They'd reach it, and then that bar would be raised. And the moment that it actually became unattainable because they were so good at their job, that bar was raised so high that they didn't reach it, they'd be reprimanded. Basically, they thought they were going to lose their job. The stress level of it almost was too much. It was almost they were a great employee, but the climate of that division was really badly managed.
You know, that's a great point. There are a lot of people who are managers that aren't good managers. They don't see what the benefit is. It's always, what can you do for me today? Don't worry about what you did yesterday. It's today that's important. And that's not good for career building. It's not good for staff building. It's not good for anything. And yet that's the radio world is, as you point out, is phenomenally well known for that. But most other, if you're in the car business or things that where there's a lot of transition, same sort of thing. It doesn't mean that it's right or smart, even. It isn't smart. It's dumb. Because you can't, if you invest money, you want to keep people, incentivize them to be there. So, yeah, if you say, okay, you did $10,000 worth of business last month, can you do 11 next month? Well, yeah, but maybe you incentivize it a little bit. Instead of paying me 10% commission, you pay me 11% commission. You know, things like that. And it's very hard to get good salespeople. And again, the radio business is a great example of that. And everybody that's listening to me now that's running the stations that are carrying this program around the country is saying, yeah, well, it partially is the atmosphere. But there are great, I've never been around anybody. I've always been a kind of a natural salesman. I'm my own best salesman. I never had any real training. I just watched my father, who is a phenomenal salesperson, do his thing. And I kind of picked it up. One of his trademark lines was, if they show you the door, climb in the window. And so, yeah, he did. He was relentless, but he wasn't difficult. He wasn't a jerk about it. He just was always telling people, trying to convince them, and most of them pretty successfully, the product he had was the best in the business, and it would serve them well. So, you know, that's the sort of thing. I don't want to belabor this. But going back to the point about what happens as you are younger without having a lot of money, You know, the children, Jay is an exception. She can work and she still has a child and her husband is around to help with that and so are her parents. So that's cool. As a matter of fact, I think it would be more desirable. I think the universal, the core family, we ought to have more of that. We used to have that where in some circumstances, my father was an orphan, but when he lived with his grandmother and his aunts, and there were three generations in the house. One generation, there was a tenement in South Boston. One generation lived on the top floor. The middle generation lived on the middle floor. And the younger generation lived on the bottom floor. And that's kind of the way that we used to be. It was the way
and
it was.
A lot
in
of cultures do that still.
Yeah, of course they do. And there's something to be said for that. Anyway, one of the other things that's happening now is the whole thing about renting and not buying. Because people don't have the money because of what I have just been talking about. You start making more money, but you spend more money. You have more children. You start to save for college. And you got to wonder whether it's necessary anymore to do that, frankly, under the circumstances. And then, you know, the children, when they are older, they move out. Mortgage is paid off. That's when you have money. That's why at that point in your life, 55, 60, that's when you begin to accumulate money because you don't have the expenses. It's not about, and oftentimes you get paid more, certainly at that age.
Yeah, higher level
a lot of us are still, yeah, a lot of us are still working because it's good for our brain. It's good for our body. It just depends on, I guess, how much money you've got and what you want to do with your life. But don't be, the reason I brought this up is because I hope that there aren't a lot of people out there who say, you know, I wish I had, well, I was talking about Mrs. Bezos, Mrs. McKenzie, Miss McKenzie Scott, and the money she has, and people who envy her. I wish I had that money. Well, she married well, but she's also pretty smart and did well on her own before she married him. She didn't make billions, but she's being smart about what she does with the money, and that's more important than anything else. Be smart about it. If you're going to grouse about why you don't have any money, you can't be held to a higher standard if you haven't really done a good job managing the money. It's as simple as that. It really is. It's pretty simple, frankly.
Well, yeah. A lot of people live paycheck to paycheck because that's just what they have to do. They don't have enough for everything that they're doing. And other people live paycheck to paycheck because they're just really bad at budgeting and money managing.
Well, but
they have any extra, they want to go shopping and they want to do other things, which there's nothing wrong with spending your money how you want to spend it, but there are different reasons that people live paycheck to paycheck. Sometimes it's a necessity. Sometimes that's just their preferred style of living.
Yeah, they make choices, for sure, as a matter of fact. That's, I think, what happens more often than not. At any rate, a message to all the people listening, no matter what. People say, when I talk to folks who are about to take the radio program, may not be too familiar with it. They say, well, who's your target audience? My target audience are people who are not deaf. That's who I want. People who've got two ears and an open mind. Open ears, open mind. That's who I would like to have as listeners to this program, which, by the way, is sponsored by Progressive Insurance in part. If you're looking for a career path here, talking about a good job with flexibility, great pay, great benefits, all you got to do is go to progressive.com/careers, and you can apply for a job at Progressive today, right now. Do it while you are thinking about it. Why not? Speaking of thinking, as we make our way to the Super Bowl, Grammys are this weekend, Super Bowl is next weekend. I think it's interesting to note who's on top here. And by the way, as an aside, the Kansas City police have said that they still don't have any evidence of these three Chief fans that were killed. This is a really mysterious thing.
Yeah, there's still no signs of foul play. That's when we were talking about it and Jen was here, and we were wondering if there was, if they consumed something or if there was some kind of additional drugs or something were part of it. There was one friend was found on the front deck. The two others were found in the backyard. The man who lived at the house, he had fallen asleep, didn't even know that they were there or anything. And I mean, I would assume that the following day, he probably wasn't moving around much himself if they really were partying pretty hard for the game. So it's heartbreaking. And there's no rhyme or reason to any of it.
No, but it's one of those things that goes along with the attention being given to the Super Bowl contenders. Something else is happening. One of the Boston papers today has a story about the Kansas City Chiefs and them being the ones, it used to be the Patriots, that everybody loved to hate because they were winning. They kept winning and winning and winning and winning. And so now the cycle in football, the situation when you're on your way up, yeah, look at that team, that's great. And you've got to the top, hooray! And now you've been there too long, we hate you. Kansas City Chiefs in that department, they're welcome, as it happens, to the loathing zone. So does that mean the 49ers are on the top of the list of people, you know, they want to see somebody else win? So I'm not sure because I'm not that close to this. The new Patriots, however, do seem to be Kansas City. Yeah, are they? Yeah. Anyway, so will that be the case? Well, it depends on the energy. And I say this because I don't think it's up. This may sound silly. It's not up to Patrick Mahomes, not up to Kelsey. It's up to Taylor Swift as to how much energy there is for the kid. What do you think? Do you think that's silly or you think that's true?
I think when it comes to Swifties who aren't otherwise already fans, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then Ohio's definitely going for Kansas City because Kelsey's a Cleveland boy.
Well, there you go. All right. And Taylor Swift is performing the night before in Japan, right? So she can fly back to be in time for their game. And if that's the case, be a lot of energy, I think, around the Kansas City Chiefs. Anyway, food for thought here on Good Day at 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents an ad from Mom.
Hello? Is it on? Oh, okay. Bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive and get protection round the clock. Round the clock? Does this generation even understand what round the clock means? But don't come, I'm just saying, because don't come to me when they ask for to do this over, because the kids won't get it.
Get round the clock protection when you bundle and save with Progressive. It's easier than getting your mom to make this radio ad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
It's 53 after the hour now on the Good Day program, January 30th. Yesterday here, we were talking, every day you have an option to check out a lot of things that have to do with that day's program at gooddayshow.com. In this circumstance, foodfarmfamily.com, because we have a separate website to discuss things like yesterday was National Corn Chip Day, and today is National Croissant Day. Let me say that en français. The French specialty, croissants. Actually, as usual with the French, they didn't start it. They just stole it from the Austrians.
They did it better.
They did it better. They were first known as kipferls. Why? Who knows? Marie Antoinette introduced this pastry to France. She married into the royal family in Austria, requested that this crescent-shaped cake, sort of that's what it is, be used in France, and that's how it was born in France, because it was more sophisticated, because French cuisine was a little more sophisticated. It was kind of a breakfast pastry, a pâté, right? There's another French word. Pâté on your croissant, please, sir, en français. Sound like Julia Child.
No, my...
Anyway, the Ottoman Turks, when they seized Vienna, a baker baked a pastry in the shape of the crescent. If you remember your Indiana Jones well, you remember the crescent was an important part, I think, of the second or third Indiana Jones. And so that's where it came from. Shaped it like the crescent moon. Anyway, so the 1880s saw the croissant in France. And then 1915, French baker penned the recipe for croissants that we know today. So, hello, National Croissant Day. Let's see what else is going on here in the food department. Chick-fil-A has a $4 million lawsuit that they've settled. So if you're a customer of Chick-fil-A, you got to file a claim right away. 5 states who made an online food delivery order from Chick-fil-A between 2019 and 2021, you're eligible for $30 in cash or a gift card as part of the settlement. The lawsuit was filed in Georgia, alleging that Chick-fil-A made deceptive promises about delivery fees involving orders on its app during COVID. They denied the allegations, denied wrongdoing, but you know what? Here's $4 million. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you live in Florida, Georgia, California, New York, New Jersey, you place delivery orders on the Chick-fil-A One app or the website between November of 2019 and April of 2021, you can get a gift card. Or so how do you prove, though, that you went to, who in the world would keep a receipt from a Chick-fil-A for 3 years?
Well, right? This is for the online food delivery, so there is a paper trail with that.
There is?
They can still find out and stuff. But, yeah, you only get less than $30, and if you want cash, you get cash, or you can get a gift card. You can get a gift card and order more Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Hello, they're not stupid.
Put that money right back to them.
Yeah, put it right back in the Chick-fil-A. Yeah, exactly. All right, so here's another French thing, ratatouille. Right, the restaurant that inspired it lost $1.5 million worth of wine. Wow, this is a Paris story that's getting a lot of attention. The legendary Tour d'Argent reported 83 bottles of rare wine missing last week. The vintages were worth about $1.5 million. Wow, how about that? They have these labyrinth-like cellars, apparently, and a lot of the French restaurants, especially if they have most of the Bordeaux. What are some of the other wines? If Jennifer were here, she could give us the underscore.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yeah, you have champagne. Bordeaux is such a good one. There are more, but I feel like, and this is maybe starting rumors a little bit too much, but it seems like this is an inside job. The fact that they have these labyrinth wine cellars, and you kind of have to know where you're going, what you're doing,
get lost,
which ones cost the most. Like, you have to have a certain knowledge of this, which makes me think it's an inside job or connected to somebody on the inside.
Yep. All right. The coffee shop, there were a couple of people in a coffee shop, I thought this was interesting, who had a wedding in the coffee shop. Apparently, the caffeinated drinks are maybe John Mayer playing softly in the background.
No,
they
didn't rent it out. They didn't. It's not like this coffee shop rents it.
No, they just showed up.
No, they just showed up with all of their guests and started bringing in like the gifts and everything and acted like they owned the place.
Yeah, right. People are really silly sometimes, but they've got lots of balsam, one or the other, or maybe both. All right, that's it. Food Farm Family, 59 after.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.